This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver has recovered more than $2 million in wage theft from more than 3,500 workers in 2023. That's an all-time high and nearly double wages recovered last year, which was also a record high. The city credits the increase in recovered payments due to strengthened wage theft protections passed by City Council earlier this year. That bill allowed complaints to go directly to the city auditor. It also expanded protections for independent contractors so employers could no longer wrongfully classify workers to avoid fair pay or benefits. Federal immigration officials have released their investigation into a Nicaraguan man's death at an ICE detainment center in Aurora. CPR's Matt Moret says ICE only shared the report after members of Congress demanded it and the man's family sued.
ICE completed its investigation 7 months ago, but repeatedly declined to release it. Melvin Calero Mendoza died in October 2022 after complaining multiple times about a foot injury that later led to a fatal embolism. The ICE report reveals that each time he asked for help, he was seen by nurses, not a doctor. They all gave him mild pain meds and sent him away, even though they reported multiple symptoms of a potential blood clot. The investigation also found none of those nurses' licenses were verified at the time they treated Calero Mendoza. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Over 6,000 luminarias will light the grounds of the Colorado Freedom Memorial in Aurora tonight and tomorrow for Veterans Day. There is one luminaria for each Coloradan killed in action since 1876. This is CPR News.